Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 88. This chapter has 19 psukim in it. This parak was written about the Jewish nation in exile. It maintains a somber tone throughout. It's also a good parak to say for anyone who feels ridden with suffering. Let's jump right in. For starters, who wrote this parak? It opens with the words, Maskil for Haman HaEzrachi. The Mefarshim debate who Haman HaEzrachi is referring to. Rashi and Radak explain, Haman was one of the five children of Zerach ben Yehuda. Keep this in mind for the next parak, because it states it was written by Eitan HaEzrachi, which we the brother of Haman ben Zerach, which also explains why these two chapters are paired together, because they were written by brothers. Alternatively, some of the Mefarshim learn, Haman HaEzrachi was the great-grandson of Shmuel HaNavi, and are unsure why he's called Ezrachi. Either way, they say he composed this prayer and handed it down to the sons of Korach to be sang at the Beis HaMikdash. The Ramat Wali explains the reason why he's called Ezrachi is because it comes from the word Zoreach, which implies shining like a ray of light, because the author was given prophetic glimpses into the national suffering of Am Yisrael throughout exile. Okay, now moving forward for the parak summary. The first part of the chapter, the author articulates his suffering, asking God to listen to his prayer, because he feels like a corpse lying in the grave, left for death. He relates feeling as if he's in a deep, dark pit, constantly being afflicted with pain, trying to stick his hand out to Hashem for help, but to no avail. Keep in mind, this can also be understood as a prayer for Am Yisrael in exile, because Yisrael, outside of their homeland, is like a sitting duck waiting for death. In verse 11, the prayer switches gears by asking Hashem, "What do you gain from my death? Can a dead person recognize you? Don't you want our praises?" From verse 14 until the end, the prayer continues in a serious tone. The author wonders, "Every morning I greet you with tefillah, and yet I still feel far from you. Why should I suffer? I feel completely alienated from you." So many people feel this way. After all the davening, learning, shabbosim, halachas, and trying to strengthen our emunah, people still feel far from Hashem. They still feel the pain of their suffering, wanting to taste even just a little bit of God's light. This way, at least they would feel a little bit of consolation. Hashem hasn't left them. Okay? I wanted to highlight the last pasuk in the parak, just to bring it back to the main theme over here. It says, Hirchakta mimeni ohe vereya miyodai mechoshech. You have put friend and neighbor far from me, and my companions have hidden in darkness. It's explained the friend is referring to Mashiach, meaning to say, my friend Mashiach has been very far from Am Yisrael, and my companions have hidden in darkness, points to the sad truth, the only thing Am Yisrael can truly rely on is Hashem. Primarily, throughout the Jews' long bitter gullus, our friends have left us. The only thing we can really rely on is Hashem. We see this nowadays as the United Nations continues to hound Yisrael as if there are culprits, creating divisiveness and dissension. Just to end on a positive note, Baruch Hashem, exile is winding down as Hashem has not forgotten about his nation and began returning us from all four corners of the earth back to our homeland, to resettle and rebuild the ancient ruins of old. May we merit to see the final redemption when Mashiach ben David will reveal himself to the entire world, when Am Yisrael will no longer be left in the dark. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.